Hello there, Beer Thursday. You know what? I think it's time for you to have yourself a Beer Thursday marathon. Just go down to the podcast store and rent 10 episodes. Nope. Rounds of beer.
Pretty sure that's not how it works.
Yeah, I guess there's not really podcast stores, but
they go down on a Friday evening and rent you some podcasts for the weekend.
Yeah. Take them back. Don't forget to rewind your podcast.
Be kind.
Be kind. Rewind. Kindness makes love grow. That's not how it does it.
No.
But Jay and I, my friend here, he and I thought we would treat you to a little talk about our favorite movie franchises.
Yes, I love cheese, especially franchise.
Franchise, almost as much as manchego.
Well, I have a lot of opinions about movie franchises. First of all, I think we can all agree.
Yes, we should. We should all agree
that the best movie franchise of all time is Star Wars.
If you count the first two,
and then the third one, and then you go back later.
Is it safe to assume that Star Wars is your favorite film franchise?
Yes, it is, and I hated to pull that one out right off the bat, but
how'd you say it like that?
Say what? What do you mean?
Pull that one out like that. That was.
I had to reach phrasing. In there and just pull it out right there and just right off the bat. And I hate that I had to do it that way, but.
Yes. I didn't see it coming. If I'd known that was going to happen, I would have said, no, let's not talk about donuts. Let's just stick with beignets and churros and our favorite movie franchises.
And I think that's a great idea. So Shane, I have opinions of some of my favorite. There's a lot of great movie franchises out there. Uh-huh. I'm looking right now at some that I didn't even think about, but name some of your, what are some of your favorite movie franchises?
Unlike you, I will save my favorite for the end, but some of my favorites are the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Absolutely. Yeah, that has to be right up there towards the top, of course.
It is up there towards the top. Perhaps at the very tippy below the top.
It's the tip, bird.
I don't know. Okay. I should think about things before I let them out of my mouth.
Yeah, because you... Oh, man. We should not have had donut talk, I'm telling you.
Everything since then has just been, on the whole, just different. So, by the way, that's not why we call them rounds either. No. So,
yes. Speaking of that, do you think that we'll ever get to the point where we actually refer to our rounds as rounds without saying episodes? Like,
I still have to think about it because I have the other podcast and we don't record as many episodes when we record, but so I more often say episode than round. So it's a learning curve, but it's also a curbing learn. So you can't lose.
That means so you mentioned that you like the Marvel franchise, as do I. And that one's gotten huge. There's just, I don't know about you, but I saw the new Doctor Strange movie.
Oh yeah.
And there's just so many now and with the television stuff, it's it's getting to the point, if you haven't seen some of the other ones, you can be kind of lost, or at least you don't get the full reference of the show or the movies or the overall what's going on. But Marvel has been genius about that and the continuity and all that kind of stuff.
Most of them are actually, before you could see a movie without having seen the previous ones, but now more and more you have to see the previous ones to be familiar. What's interesting is I don't know if I'm looking at the same list, but I'm looking at lists of franchise and I lumped all the Marvel movies in together. But this list has Iron Man as its own franchise. It has Doctor Strange. I don't think two should count as a franchise. I don't I'm kind of thinking like four or five. I don't know.
Yeah, because it's also got, the one I'm looking at has Back to the Future as a franchise, but there was just three movies.
There's three. And then there's the Hunger Games, which I really like, but it has four because they split the last one into two. Thank you, Harry Potter, for figuring that out.
And the one I'm using is the word they're using now with the whole Harry Potter. Now they're just calling Wizarding World franchise because now they've got the
Fantastic Beasts movies.
Which, by the way, did you see the third one?
I did. Okay. I did.
That sounds like a ringing endorsement.
I liked it. I liked it. Not my favorite movies of anything, but I was entertained.
Yeah, I liked it better than the second one, but I don't know what's going to happen with that because they haven't been performing that. They were going to do five, and the way they left this one, you could have easily just called that a trilogy and get out of it.
I understand going back to that story of, and maybe we need to have Harry Potter talk, but I understand going back to that story line, but what people liked about Harry Potter was it was the students and the school and the interaction with the teachers and then the characters themselves. And now it's all adult character based and outside of the school. So I think that's not what Harry Potter fans want.
I know you were telling me like with the books, they progressively get darker because as you start reading it as you're young, when you start reading the book, you grow and the books also grow.
Yeah.
And so maybe they're thinking along those lines that they're aiming more towards the adult audience because their original has grown up. But
that's a good point.
But then again, then you lose track of what really matters. Like you said, it's the students, the interaction with the teachers. And I don't know. I haven't read the books. I haven't read the books, but it seems like there should be maybe there's so many different stories they could tell. Couldn't they go back and tell the story of what happened before Harry Potter, when Harry Potter was born, like with his with his mom and dad? And it seems like they could go back and tell a whole thing there.
If you ask most rabid fans, what they want is a movie or a series. Most of them would prefer a series on the Marauders, which is the Harry Potter's dad. Can't think of his name. I'm
Mr.
terrible.
Potter?
Yeah, Mr. Potter.
Colonel Potter.
Colonel Potter, yes. James Potter. They want the story of the Marauders, which is James Potter and Sirius Black and Remus Lupin and Peter Pettigrew. Oh, man, it's time for a toast, and we have not mentioned very many of our favorite franchises. Which, by the way, Harry Potter, my favorite, probably number two. Yeah.
Okay. I love them. My wife watches them every time they're on television, but now she's started doing that with Star Wars. That kind of brought her over to the dark side, so to speak. But I do love the Harry Potter movies for sure. Shane, you want to do a toast or shall I?
I shall do the toast.
Oh, I think that'd be fantastic. And I now, if I'm not mistaken, you told me earlier that this was going to be the greatest toast that anyone has ever done on the planet Earth. Did I get that right?
That was my last toast.
That's right.
Two rounds ago or two rounds from now, depending on when they get edited. And
that's a good point.
No one ever knows. No one ever knows. So I would like to say to you, my good friend Jay, may the wind at your back always be your own.
Like a fart?
Like thug farting. Yes, I think that's what it means.
Okay, here's to farting.
Cheers. Here's to farting. I think you hijacked my toast. But
I did, didn't. I'm sorry.
But I enjoyed it, so it's all right. That was a good toast hijack there.
Thank you.
I'm writing that down. Toast hijack talk coming up in the next silly round.
All right, so we've got Harry Potter. I mentioned Star Wars. We mentioned the Marvel franchise. I personally think Marvel encompasses all the movies. I don't know that you would, because the one list I'm looking at also lists Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And I know that, but they brought that universe into the Marvel universe, the Sony movies and all that. But here's one that I know is very popular, although I've never seen any of the movies. It's the Middle Earth franchise.
I recently listened to the Hobbit audiobook in preparation to watch those movies.
Okay. So you haven't seen those movies either?
Not a single one of them.
Yeah, me neither. I would like to. I want to sit down and watch them sometime.
Being six of them, that's a legitimate franchise, we would say, yes.
Absolutely. And now there's going to be a television show on Amazon Prime.
That's right. So how about Fast and Furious?
That's definitely a franchise. Yeah. Because they're about to do their 10th
35?
One. 10. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And now they've split off, right? So not all the actors are in. They have to split them up because they don't like each other or something like that.
They had one spinoff with, which I hope they do another one. It's called Hobbs and Shaw. And it was Dwayne Johnson and I forgot his name. Jason Statham. And it was always great. It was as good as any of the, or better than any of the, or some of the Fast and Furious.
So Hobbs and Shaw isn't considered a Fast and Furious?
It's a, as Star Wars would put it, it's a Fast and Furious story.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's a spinoff of characters from the original.
Now, I think here, according to the Wikipedia, there will be a sequel to Hobbs and Shaw.
I'm on board with that because that first one was great. Now, the Fast and Furious, what I love about those movies is initially the first one was pretty good. And the next one, I'm like, okay, what can you do? But somewhere around the fifth movie, they started getting increasingly unrealistic, which made them increasingly more entertaining.
Okay.
And the last one, I'm like, after the eighth one, I thought, what are they going to do next? Is it going to be Fast and Furious in space? And sure enough,
that's what the next.
And the ninth one, there's a scene where they, a couple of them end up in space in a car that's modified to be space shot travel. Into outer space.
Well done, The Rock. Or is The Rock in this one?
No, he was not. I don't think he's going to be in the.
I'm sorry, anymore. The Rock.
Yeah.
So is Jason Statham in some of the other Fast and Furious?
Yeah, I think he is. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, those are great. But that's a legitimate franchise. And honestly, the later ones, like I said, around five and beyond have been great because it's just pure entertainment. And that's sometimes it's nice to just sit back and watch a movie that is just absolute nonsense, but just fun to watch.
And that's these.
That's these movies. I got another franchise for you.
Yes.
James Bond.
That. Yeah. How many movies is in that are there? We should have James Bond talk. Just kidding. We already did.
Did we do James Bond? Yeah, I think we did.
25.
Yeah, 25. And we just, the last one was the last one that's going to be with Daniel Craig. They're about to do, we're about to get a new James Bond. Ooh, but come on, those are great movies. I absolutely please.
Idris Elba.
People that make all the decisions about Bond, please get Idris Elba.
You have the Beer Thursday command. Blessing,
seal of approval.
Or blessing, either however you want to interpret it. You have it from the J and also from I.
Hey, here's another one. There's the original franchise that was a spinoff of the series or continuation of the series, so to speak, with Star Trek. And then you've got another franchise. And then it kept going with Next Generation. Now you've got these, so far they've only done three, but there's about to be a fourth one. With a recasting the characters, like a young versions of Spock and Kirk and Bones. And those are great. That's another great friend. And I dare say, I actually like those movies better than I like the original Star Trek movies.
I think I do too. Now here's the, is it its own franchise or is it all one franchise? Are these separate Star Trek franchises or all of these part of the larger Star Trek?
I think when you say Star Trek and you say Star Wars, any of that, it's all a part of the franchise.
All right.
If it's going to be, it was really clever what they did with the Star Trek, the newest Star Trek. Instead of reboot, they took it to another possible reality. What happens when Spock goes back in time and he changes something and it changes all their fate. So now they have, it resets it where this new crew can take it in any direction they want to go because they're in the Kelvin timeline. God, I sound like a geek. You do. But so, there's, yeah, sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. You were still on. I was about to move away from Star Trek.
I was going to say, they're not all Star Trek. You also have the Friday the 13th. You have the Halloweens. You have the
those.
Yeah.
All right. So one's like Batman. Are they separate franchises, or is it all one franchise? Like, is Christian Bale, Michael Keaton, Robert Pattinson, and is that not count because it's just a standalone movie, or is it part of the Batman franchise?
See, that's a good question. I don't know how to answer that one because the original Batman movies were completely separate from the Bale Batman movies. DC's trying to do a franchise thing, they're building, but they're making it confusing because what they're doing now, I hear on the Flash movie, they're doing the multiverse thing, and they're bringing in Michael Keaton's Batman.
So does that make it all one? Like, does No Way Home make the three Spider-Man franchises one franchise because they're all in it?
That's a good question. I think that's a question that only Tim McComas could answer.
Ooh, yeah, we need to have Tim to answer. 'Cause you and I have questions.
Yeah.
Tim has answers.
He does.
That's the difference. They may not be the right
answers or even good answers, but
he thinks they are.
Yes. And I think that's what's really most important.
He thinks they're right and good.
Exactly.
Which I guess the X-Men, they were pushed between Days of Future Past and then Wolverine also appearing in. Which one did he appear in? He appeared in another one too. Was it Apocalypse? Yeah. Apocalypse. Yeah. That kind of. Yeah. Forced them into one big franchise.
And then they brought in Professor X in the newest.
Oh man. Yeah, now it's just all connected.
It's all connected. And there's so many other franchises out there. I don't know. Can you say it's a franchise or a trilogy? Smokey the Bandit, remember the
Oh yeah.
Those were great movies. And then we had
We go around and do some stuff all times.
But anyway, yeah, there's so many different franchises out there. But if you had to narrow it down to your favorite of all the franchises.
I've mentioned two of my favorites, and I think you said Star Wars is your favorite. What are two more of your tops?
Star Wars is definitely my number one guy. Get that reference.
My number one.
Star Wars is definitely right up there at the top. I have to put Marvel at least with Marvel's right under there, right in there. And I have to say that I love what they're doing with the Star Trek movies and the television shows that they've the TV shows that they've done. So I would have to put Star Trek probably as my second or third, but definitely in the top three. So Star Wars, Star Trek, and Marvel, in no particular order except for Star Wars being number one.
Kind of like moving pictures.
Exactly.
Yes. Here's a left shot out of nowhere. Is that how the phrase goes?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite franchise is the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're wrong.
I don't know why. I just love those movies. They're just all the references to rum. Barbossa is just awesome.
But I need to go back. Oh, Keira Knightley. Yeah. I need to go back and watch those, honestly, because I don't remember them that much. I do remember enjoying every one I've seen, but I don't think I even saw the last. I don't think I saw the last one.
Oh.
Which was. Oh. What was it? Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
How could I forget that
franchise?
How could? But it wasn't in this list here that scrolls the top across.
Well, that's my number. That's my number 3B.
It's got crap like Saw and Scream.
Yeah.
But Indiana Jones isn't there.
Dummies. They're a bunch of dummies. Not Indiana Jones, but the bunch people.
That dumb heads. But Dead Men Tell No Tales was the last one.
Dead Men Tell No Tales. Okay. I'm going to have to go back and watch those movies again. The first one was great. I love the movie was Keith Richards in just the one, or was he in another?
I think he ended up being in two of them.
He was, what a brilliant casting. And what a, it was a no-brainer choice, because basically Johnny Depp is doing Keith Richards.
Yeah.
But drunk. Yeah. Good point. Who was it between you and me, who was it that shot the first scene of this particular round?
I think I came out of the gates running like,
okay,
and my hair was on fire.
Okay.
You have to shave the cat.
All right. It's time to kill off Michael Myers. And in doing so, we want to thank you, dear listener, dear to our heart listener. Thank you for listening again to our little show that we like to call Beer Thursday. And for those of you that didn't know it, we have a podcast and you're listening to it right now. Yes. And it is fantastic. And we hope you continue listening to it. Go to our Patreon page and pay money to listen to our podcast. And you will get so many things for it. So many things I can't think of right now, but things. And
Did you say butt things?
I just...
Sorry. Just heard you say butt things.
See you next week.
Beer Thursday theme song.
I forgot about the mummy.